Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Our Moral Values Are on a Decline. The world is gradually slipping into the darkness. As I look back over the past decades, I notice the dangerous trend that has swept the United States and other countries by storm. So, what is this trend? The desensitizing of our moral values. If you have lived long enough, you should be able to see the trend that has taken place over time. The things that were once immoral, shocking, perverted, and gross seems to have a little effect on people. Because over time, these things have been introduced to us very slowly. This way the shock is minor and it does not have a lasting effect. Let's start with the movie industry. Compare movies that were made in each decade starting with the 40s. The most you ever saw in the movies back then was a kissing scene, and they had to be careful about how that was portrayed. When it came to violence, the most I ever saw was a fist fight or a shootout, unless it is a fact-based reenactment. No getting naked and hopping in a sack or sex, wherever you can do it. The sad thing about sex today is people barely even know each other. Over the years, they introduced more and more brazen scenes to keep the shock level down and the public quiet. The content of what we see in movies today compared to years ago is incredible. What was rated R in the 70s is now rated PG. What was once rated XXX is now rated X, or they give it a NR and say it's adult content, mostly on the pay channels which kids have access to. If parents don't block these channels, their kids will be able to see these movies. Pornography is out of control. It's all over the internet, and tons of it for free. Anyone can access it. There is virtually no way for parents to stop their kids from viewing the porn that's on the net. Some parents might use the parental control feature that comes with computers, but it doesn't stop them from viewing porn at their friend's house or other such places. Not all parents restrict their kids' computers by using this service. Pornography can be as addictive as drugs. People get stimulated from viewing it just as drugs would. Curiosity is the basis behind it. You start looking at mild porn and proceed from there to who knows what. Pretty soon, that's all you start thinking about. You can't wait to get back on the computer to view some more and more and more. It's certainly not healthy to be addicted to anything. They all have their downsides. We have adult bookstores, porno on TV, sex toy stores on the web, sex and TV shows, and there is one item that is really disturbing. Costumes. They sell or rent costumes for women so they can dress up to look just like a little girl. Now how sick and perverted is that? You might say it's just role-playing, but is it? A wife dresses up to look like a little girl. Now she just transformed herself to be someone different in the eyes of her husband. Her husband is no longer looking at her as the woman he's married to and in love with. But what is going on in his mind is that he's looking at a little girl. The husband is now going to engage into an act of adultery and something that is perverted. The husband is going to be solely focused on playing out his fantasy and not focusing so much on his wife. This is not the way God intended marriage and sex to be. It's one thing for us to limit relationships by age, like a man-woman over 18 can't have a relationship with a boy-girl under the age of 18. Yet we constantly fuel the appetite for sexual relationships outside the norm. There are TV shows like The Cougar, pornography that's loaded with older men having sex with teens, incest, older women with younger boys, one woman with multiple men, animal sex, homosexuality, and so on. It doesn't end. Teens are having sex before puberty. STDs are spreading at an alarming rate with teens. Teenage pregnancy that leads to abortions, and even multiple abortions, are on an upward climb. There are women also who have had more than 8 abortions. It's just another form of birth control in this country and other countries such as England. So where does it all end? Unfortunately, it won't until the time comes when God says enough is enough. Thank you, and may God bless you.